Shout out to Claritin for supporting this episode and providing us with the samples. I've been battling allergies for years now. Let me tell you, they've been a real ordeal in my life. Luckily for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. This double action combination of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant available relieves sneezing, a runny nose, itchy and watery eyes, an itchy nose and throat, and sinus congestion and pressure with ease. Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter. You don't even need a prescription. Go to ClaritinD.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin Clear. Use as directed. What's up, gang? Welcome to The Greatness Machine. I'm your host, Darius Mashazdeh. I'm so pumped to have you here with me. Now listen, The Greatness Machine, we're about two things. Number one, people who are living their passions. And number two, those who are creating greatness in the world and doing both of these things despite the odds against them. Each episode, we're going to feature interviews with game changers, business leaders, you know, telling us their origin stories, what made them tick, what got them to where they are now. Why? So it can help you step into your greatness within your life, your business, and your career. Occasionally, you might hear a few solo episodes from myself, moi as I say, as I leverage my 20 years of entrepreneurship as a CEO and founder to help you grow and level up in your journey to scale your life and your business. So come be a fly on the wall, enjoy the conversation, and I'm stoked to have you here with me. What's up, everybody? Welcome to today's episode of The Greatness Machine. I'm your host, Darius Mashazdeh. Oh, it is solo time, baby. So I wanted to do a special solo about how to get off the hedonic treadmill. So somebody might be saying, hey, what is the hedonic treadmill? And it's the word hedonistic, treadmill being this thing we run on. And you might know like this, like I'm a former hedonic marathon runner. I say that because I was someone that struggled with this. And you'll know you're on the hedonic treadmill when you're a person that says, I'll be happy when X happens. You know, once X happens, then I'll be happy. I talked about this in a former episode called The Biggest Lie in the World. But you might be a person that's on the hedonic treadmill that I'll be happy once I get that house, or I'll be happy once I marry that person, or I'll be happy once I go on that trip, or I'll be happy when I make X amount of money. What I found was I was a person that I didn't say those words to myself, but it was something that inevitably happened. Like, oh, once I do X, Y will happen and I'll be happy. And what I found was it was a big lie. The truth be told was that when X happened, X, Y, I made my first six figures in 1 year, the bar just moved. And so you're on the hedonic treadmill when you think when X happens, you'll be happy. And when reality, what happens is when X happens, you move on to the next X, and then you move on to the next X. And we see people like that where they're constantly, you know, buying that new thing. They have their list, you know, and the hedonic treadmill is you're always on it because the bar just moves. You just move on to the next thing. Maybe we should call it the hedonic limbo party. The bar moves up though, instead of down. And I was a person who was chronically dissatisfied. Someone had characterized me in that way. They said, oh, you're chronically dissatisfied. And I remember when they said that to me, I was like resentful of being called that, but I knew it was true. I was chronically dissatisfied. I never felt joy. I never, you know, like more than just fleeting moments with maybe my kids or something like that, or my wife. But in life in general, I was chronically, the bar was always raised. I was always like living in the lack. There was always something missing. And it wasn't up until the last, you know, year or so that hasn't shifted for me. And it's shifted in a really monumental way. And I was talking to a friend of mine, Doug Irwin, former guest on the show, two-time guest on the show, about this the other day. And I said, yeah, you know, it's shifted for me. And what I realized was I had a couple of things going on. I'm going to kind of walk you through the framework that I used. Number one was I didn't like setting goals. And the reason I like setting goals was that I felt like I was going to beat myself up in the process of getting there. Number two was I knew once I got there, because I was on the hedonic treadmill, that I would just change the goal right after that to a higher goal. I'll use my former example of my first company. It's like, oh, I just want to build a $1 million company. And then I build a $1 million. Oh, I just want to build a $3 million company. Then I went to $3 million. Literally, there was zero satisfaction when I got to $3 million. I was like, oh, I got to build a $5 million company. Zero satisfaction when I got there. Then once I got to five, I got to build a $10 million company. Didn't hit it. And then I was just like, bummed, you know? And it took me forever till I hit it. And actually, when I did hit it, I blew right past it. I went to like much, much bigger number. So there wasn't even a celebration. So what I realized was, it's like, man, I don't celebrate anything. I don't enjoy the process at all. And I realized I had a friend, Kevin Yeager, who spoke at my TEDx conference, who had this whole TEDx, and you can check it out on YouTube, called, you know, The Passion in the Process. And I remember thinking, man, I wish I could have passion for the process. I don't understand how people enjoy the process. And it took me, you know, I'll be 45 in May, 2 months from now. It took me 44 years to figure this out. So I'm giving you the cheat sheet here. And what I did was I did a really big shift. And this has happened recently. First and foremost, the shift didn't come right away. The shift just kind of happened where I could actually break it down from a, you know, formula standpoint. It was really like in the past couple, like month or so. But, you know, I had to calm myself down, and I did all this stuff. I read Joe Dispenza, and I meditated, and I, you know, journaled. I did all those things. But the thing that did it for me, that I think really changed it for me, was really starting to identify, like, you know, there was a book I read called The War of Art by Stephen Pressfield, where I realized that, you know, I have these different voices in my head that get in the way of me being happy, one of which is resistance. And Stephen Pressfield talks about that. So there's this resistance, this voice in my head that really challenges me. Another thing I did was family systems therapy. And the family system therapy was really around like when that voice is really just a younger version of myself who's like freaked out, right? And wanting to be a perfectionist. So I just like understand when I see that, I'm like, oh, I have an awareness. That's what that is. And you may have a different voice in your head, but that's my voice. But the biggest thing I did that really helped me really went to the next level was recent. And I talked about this in my solo, I believe last week or 2 weeks ago, which is around the Miracle Morning. And I realized, well, look, I really want to focus on like, it's, when I focus on goals, like, oh, let's say I want to, you know, lose 10 pounds. Well, that's just this artificial number that when I hit it, I'll be like, oh, I want to lose two more, right? And instead of focusing on the end goal, I've completely disrupted my framework for goals. And what I've done instead is I don't say I want to hit a goal of X. I don't want to say I want to put X number of dollars in my bank account. I don't say I want to lose X pounds. I don't say I want to, you know, build a business of X size. I don't say I want to, you know, take my family on a trip. Instead, I focus on how I want to be in the world in a couple different areas of my life. And that has been such a big shift for me where I say, okay, there's three parts of my life that I really want to be a certain way. And I'll explain to you what I mean. So I want to have great relationships with my wife, and my two sons. That's a goal of mine, is I want to show up and have a great relationship with them. And so you notice it's not this like specific outcome. It's a way of being. Okay. Second thing, goal of mine is I want to be healthy. I want to be super healthy. And that, again, these are kind of broad goals, right? They're not specific, but there's certain things I have to do to be healthy. And there's certain things I need to do to have a great relationships with my wife and my kids. And then last but not least is I want to feel successful in my businesses. And so I kind of break those down. I'll say, like, for the podcast, for instance, I want to grow it into become, you know, one of the top podcasts in the world. Well, that's one, you know, that's one goal, right? And there's an end goal there, but I say I want to feel successful in my businesses. I want to build a private equity business. I want to be a great advisor to CEOs. And so what ends up happening is in those three areas, every single day, I set a goal. And I'll say, all right, I want to go on a walk with my two sons for 15 minutes. I want to spend 10 minutes of quality time with my wife. I want to, on the healthy side, I want to, you know, meditate at least once today, and I want to work out, right? I need to get in at least, and I make them small. I go, okay, like 20, 30 minutes of workout, 15 minutes of workout, go for a walk. But I pick these things that are like low hurdles that together will compound into getting me my outcome. On the business side, I'll say, okay, I want to pick three things I want to do for the website. I want to go and reach out to someone regarding organic growth. I want to, you know, schedule another guest. I want to, you know, go and promote my show on YouTube. And I'll have my assistant work on that, right? So I set these different goals, and usually they're just three goals total, but they're three goals that are become habits. So really what I'm trying to do is figure out, well, what are the habits that I need to have? Habits being, so let's go back to what I spoke about a minute ago. One habit is carving out time for my family. And like literally like putting it in my brain saying, hey, this is a something you have to cross off the list that you did today, tomorrow morning that I said I did yesterday. On the podcast side, it's like, what are the three things I'm going to shoot? For one of mine today is I need to shoot a promo because we're promoting our show on other shows. I need to shoot that promo. That's been on my list, by the way, for 2 weeks, but I've been getting stuff done on it, writing the script, just all these little things, right? Because that's me working on building the show. On the private equity side, it's going to be reaching out to investors, right? It's going to be working on my new website for a consulting business that I'm building around that is around CEO advisory work. So again, it's these little things, and those are the goals. So what I did is I took the goals away from this end goal, because the end goal is like, man, I don't know what's going to happen. Could happen tomorrow. Could happen 3 years from now. Could happen 10 years from now. You know, I don't know when this big thing is going to happen, but I do know that for me, being an achiever, being a person that's struggled to be on the hedonic treadmill for decades at this point in my life, you know, probably since I was like a kid, that being focused on the outcome that I know when it comes, I'm not going to be satisfied, it's been very satisfying for me to realize that's not the way to do this. And the way to do this is to build habits and rituals around focusing on the areas of my life that I want to feel successful in, and then setting daily goals to then hit those eventual bigger goals. And by the way, those bigger goals are never going to change. There's no destination there. So I don't have a destination around having a good relationship with my family. I'm either doing the daily goals and winning, or I'm not. And what I found was, by kind of flipping that on its head, by inverting my goals, what I've done instead is I feel great every day. I hit goals every single day, because my goal is not the end goal. My goal is the daily goal. And if I don't really beat myself up. It's just something I'm like, oh, I got busy yesterday, I didn't have a chance to do that. Or like, hey man, you really got to like carve out time with my son. You didn't do that yesterday. So it's just one of those things where it's like, I'm very gentle to myself because I tend to be hard on myself. And you might be different. You might need a kick in your ass. Everyone's different. Sometimes I need a kick in my ass. But what I found was by inverting that goal and saying, hey, I'm not going to like be on the hedonic treadmill of when I buy this house, X is going to happen. I'll give you an example. If your goal is to buy like a really nice house, I'm going to say, well, what are my daily goals I need to hit to make the income I need to make to then be able to afford that house? And all my goals are is focused on the daily goals. All right, I got to do X, Y, and Z so that I can, you know, make more money. And then I'm focused on those daily goals. And over time, what's going to happen is I'm hitting those daily goals every single day. Income will go up. I buy the house. Shout out to Claritin for supporting this episode and providing us with the samples. Hey there, friends. It's Darius Mashazda here, and I have a little confession to make. You see, I've been battling allergies for years now. And let me tell you, they've been a real ordeal in my life. Allergies have been my constant companion. They stop me from fully enjoying the little things in life, canceling plans with friends because of sudden allergy attack, to missing out on an outdoor activity because of sneezing fits. Allergies have been a real nuisance. Luckily, for those of us who live with symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. This double action combination of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant available relieves sneezing and a runny nose, itchy, watery eyes, an itchy nose and throat, and sinus congestion and pressure with ease. I've been a Claritin D user for many, many years now, and let me tell you, it's made a world of difference. Since I started using Claritin D, my symptoms have improved dramatically. Now I can breathe easier, enjoy outdoor activities without worrying about sneezing fits, and truly live my life without being held back by allergies. Ready to live as if you don't have allergies? It's time to live Claritin Clear. Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter now. You don't even need a prescription. Go to ClaritinD.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin Clear. Use as directed. This episode is brought to you by Shopify. In the world of successful partnerships, names like Procter & Gamble, Ben & Jerry, and supply and demand echo through business history. But when it comes to growing your business, who are the perfect partners? That's you and Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. We're talking from launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage, all the way to did we hit $1 million order stage? Shopify is there to help you grow. Whether you're selling shipping supplies or promoting productivity programs, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, up to 36% better compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Picture this, a time when my business was facing a tough hurdle and I wasn't sure how to break through. But then came the breakthrough moment, a game changer that took my business to the next level. You know, what I absolutely adore about Shopify is its unparalleled ability to adapt and grow with your ambitions. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 75 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way, because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/Darius, all lowercase. That's D-A-R-I-U-S. Go to shopify.com/Darius now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/Darius. When you're hiring for a small business, you want to find quality professionals that are right for the role. That's why you have to check out LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn Jobs has the tools to help find the right professionals for your team faster and for free. When I needed to expand my team, I wanted more than just resumes. I wanted quality professionals who were the perfect fit for our culture and goals. And LinkedIn Jobs delivered just that. LinkedIn Jobs isn't just another job board. LinkedIn Jobs has a vast network of more than a billion professionals, which makes it the best place to hire. It gives you access to professionals you can't find anywhere else. LinkedIn does all that while making the process easy and intuitive. Hiring is easy when you have that many quality candidates. So easy, in fact, that 86% of small businesses get qualified candidate within 24 hours. They understand the challenges small businesses face, which is why they're constantly innovating to make the hiring process easier. And just recently, LinkedIn launched a feature that helps you write job descriptions in a snap. Trust me, I've used it. It's like having a personal assistant to guide you through the process, making it quicker and more efficient than ever before. And let me tell you, it made all the difference. With LinkedIn's help, I've been able to attract top talent and build a team that's truly exceptional. Post your job for free at linkedin.com/greatness. That's linkedin.com/greatness to post your job for free. Terms and conditions apply. And so, and by the way, I would never make the goal to buy a really nice house. I'd make the goal to live my best life. And part of that might be to have this beautiful homestead that I get to share with my family, right? But again, like, that's not the goal, because I will guarantee 100% of people that hear this, when you buy that house, you will feel no different. It'll be a nice dopamine shot in the arm. You might enjoy walking around the house a little bit, but then you'll get used to it and it'll just be where you live. And I'm a person that's done, you can check most people with bucket lists, and I've crossed most of their list off plus mine. And I'll tell you, I feel no different when I do any of that stuff. I feel exactly the same one moment after it happens. And so I found that's not the goal. The goal is, what is the daily goal I can hit to live the life I want to create? And for me, being someone that was labeled chronically dissatisfied, someone labeled me that 3 years ago. I am the opposite right now. I am chronically satisfied. I'm a happy person. And it's the first time in my life that I feel this way. And it's because I unlocked this secret. So go out there, figure out the areas of your life. I would say pick no more than three. And for me, it was personal, professional, and health. And then start to set those daily goals. And it can be as simple as literally a sticky. I have a sticky that is literally on my computer that I write three things on, and then I go do those three things. And I spend some time. I really encourage people to, you know, figure out some sort of morning routine. I like The Miracle Morning by Hal Elrod. I'm really excited to have him on the show this month. But I really liked the way his framework for morning routines. It's been a game changer for me, and I use some of his framework. I do that work during my morning routine through my Miracle Morning. So highly recommend that. With that said, hope you enjoyed this episode. Peace out. We love you. You are listening to The Greatness Machine, and that's a wrap for today. Listen, if you love what you heard, subscribe to the show on whatever podcast platform that you're tuning in on, so that you don't miss any of our future episodes. We have tons of great people coming on, and we're stoked to have you here to enjoy it with us. leave us a review. Tell us what you love most about this particular episode. We love getting the reviews. We love to see what you guys love most. And if this particular episode, you know, made you think of someone who's leveling up in their business and in their life, print screen, share it with them. Leaders are the best givers. And after all, we're all here to support and grow with each other. And in case you want to see some of the fun behind the scenes shots or some of the things that we're doing, I'm actually writing about this in my weekly newsletter. Go to www.therealdarius.com and subscribe to my newsletter. We're talking about fun things like business and life and mindfulness and cryptocurrencies and gosh, I don't even know, everything and anything, but it's tons of fun stuff I write about. I try to get it out on a weekly basis. You can subscribe at www.therealdarius.com. And with that said, look, thank you guys so much. I appreciate you. I love you. Peace. We're out of here. See you guys on the next one. She's my lover. Hey there, what's up, everybody? Darius here, and I'm here to tell you about my main man, Robert Glazer, and his amazing show, The Elevate Podcast. Robert is a buddy of mine, and his Elevate Podcast is second to none. So The Elevate Podcast, what is it? It's a conversational show where Robert sits down with world-class CEOs, New York Times best-selling authors, and the best thought leaders and performers in their field. You're going to hear stories about triumph, failure, resilience, more importantly, all the learnings along the way. So some of his guests include James Clear from Atomic Habits, Angela Duckworth from Grit, Susan Cain, author of Quiet, Morning Brew founder and CEO Alex Lieberman, and hundreds more. Every episode shares valuable insights in how to expand your capabilities as a leader and align your life and work to your most important principles. Robert's goal is that you're going to leave each episode inspired and with plenty of next steps that you can put into practice into your life. And look, if you're looking to elevate your life, your leadership, and your business, Elevate is the show for you. It's like I always say, we as podcast listeners, we listen to 6 shows, not just mine, but Bob should be one of yours. Subscribe to the Elevate Podcast today on Apple Podcasts or your favorite podcast platform. Check it out.
This episode is brought to you by the Yap Media Podcast Network. I'm Hala Taha, CEO of the award-winning digital media empire, Yap Media, and host of Yap, Young and Profiting Podcast, a number one entrepreneurship and self-improvement podcast where you can listen, learn, and profit. On Young and Profiting Podcast, I interview the brightest minds in the world, and I turn their wisdom into actionable advice that you can use in your daily life. Each week, we dive into a new topic like the art of side hustles, how to level up your influence and persuasion, and goal setting. I interview A-list guests on Young and Profiting. I've got the best guests, like the world's number one negotiation expert, Chris Voss, Shark Damon John, serial entrepreneurs Alex and Layla Hormozi, and even movie stars like Matthew McConaughey. There's absolutely no fluff on my podcast, and that's on purpose. Every episode is jam-packed with advice that's going to push your life forward. I do my research, I get straight to the point, and I take things really seriously, which is why I'm known as the podcast princess and how I became one of the top podcasters in the world in less than 5 years. Young and Profiting Podcast is for all ages. Don't let the name fool you. It's an advanced show. As long as you want to learn and level up, you will be forever young. So join podcast royalty and subscribe to Young and Profiting Podcast, or Yap, like it's often called by my Yap fam, on Apple, Spotify, CastBox, or wherever you listen to your podcasts.